His name is Rob McDonnell Davies. Please welcome to the program, Bobby Mack.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bobby. How are you?
Hey, man, cannot complain. It's a privilege to be able to join you today.
Greg, can I ask you something?
Yes.
How many shootings did we have in the city of Tallahassee last year?
62?
Yeah, probably around mm-hmm. there, maybe a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I would assume most of those probably happened after 11 p.m.
Correct.
So should we just institute a curfew just regardless so it'll stop things like this from happening because there's bad actors in the community? I mean, I know we might be in the middle of a global pandemic here, but should we? I mean, if we're just going to do this to stop an incident from happening at Cascades Park at 11 p.m., shouldn't we just have a curfew all the time because it would stop things like this from happening?
We know why you really listen. Here he is, the one, the only, Bobby Mack.
When you mentioned the part about the business liability, that's something that started to creep up into the conversation over the last couple of weeks. I saw the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, last week started to bring that into the forefront of the discussion. And that's something that I've been thinking about a lot as well when it comes not necessarily to businesses, but to universities and how we open things back up when it comes to that in the fall. You know, because there's a lot of talk about the college football season and the sports season, and we've already seen a number of university presidents throughout the entire country come out and say, we don't know if we're even going to have students back in the fall. Do you know if any sort of liability protection would pertain to these universities so that they could theoretically open back up without having the fear of kid getting the coronavirus in the dorms and then a couple of parents banding together and then suing these schools?
Yeah, that's a great point, and I think they would need to be included in that protection.
And here's the man that knows how to push all the right buttons. Producer Bobby Mack.
Trying to destroy the character of a man that has dedicated his life mm-hmm. to serving this community, to making sure that this community is safe, putting his life on the line every day, and you want to go out there and accuse him of being a racist because of the fact that 26 years ago, he was involved in an officer-involved shooting of a black man in Tallahassee while that black man was then trying to run him over with his car.
And had already run his partner over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how it's going to go? You got to be freaking kidding me.
Bobby Mack does our morning show at our great affiliate in Tallahassee. Hey, Bobby Mack, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
From the exclusive, there is increasing confidence that COVID-19 likely originated in a Wuhan laboratory, though not as a bioweapon, but as part of China's attempt to demonstrate that its efforts to identify and combat viruses are equal to or greater than the capabilities of the United States.
So they're trying to do a little chest thumping.
A little bit. Multiple sources who have been briefed on the details of early actions by China's government and seen relevant material tell Fox News. This may be the costliest government cover-up of all time, one of the sources said. The sources believe the initial transmission of the virus was bat to human and that patient zero worked at the laboratory, then went into the population in Wuhan.
You're listening to the tallest guys in radio, Greg Tisch and Bobby Mack, right here on Real Mornings.
And I think the thing that frustrates me the absolute most in regards to this situation is the fact that there is such a massive double standard that exists when it comes to conservatives expressing their views, whether they be controversial or not, and liberals presenting their views, whether they be controversial or not. Because there is literally a woman, Gwen Graham, okay, former representative, U.S. representative, former gubernatorial candidate, who is a member of the Tallahassee Independent Ethics Board, who almost on a daily basis for months on Twitter was making outlandish accusations towards our governor, Ron DeSantis, calling him a racist, among many other things.
Bobby Mack, you are sensational. Thank you very much. We'll talk again.
Yes, sir. Go blue, Larry.
Go blue. Absolutely.